Well, on my book tour last year, I was frequently asked, why don't moderate Muslims stand up and say something? My response was, most of the media is not interested in giving voice to moderate Muslims. When Muslim women are featured, they're usually oppressed. We rarely hear of the thousands of Muslim women participating in society and changing the world. One example, the media barely covered an inspiring conference I recently attended in Malaysia called Women in Islamic Spirituality and Equality. This conference brought together over 200 Muslim women from 55 countries to exchange expertise on how to promote women's rights from an Islamic perspective. What does that mean, promote women's rights from an Islamic perspective? After all, discussing women's welfare from any perspective is necessary. But for Muslim women, advancing women's rights from within Islam is crucial. Here's why. According to a 2006 World Gallup poll, the majority of Muslim women worldwide want both equal rights and consider their religion to be important. In other words, Muslim women don't want to abandon their religion to gain equal rights. And why should they have to? All religions have struggled and continue to struggle with issues of interpretation and change. For instance, although the Catholic Church has traditionally banned women from the priesthood, some voices within the church now dispute this view. When Islam was born in the 7th century, the Quran clearly sought to elevate the status of women. Unfortunately, this original intent has been too frequently forgotten. In our century, it's not religion, but cultural customs, politics, and patriarchal interpretations that have often adversely influenced the rights of Muslim women. That's why these 200 Muslim women activists, including parliamentarians, lawyers, writers, and educators, gathered in Malaysia to unequivocally state that Islam itself gives women rights and Islam itself advocates equality for women. The uplifting picture these women presented is a tribute to the diversity within Islam. African women in vivid colors and matching turbans conversed with women in Western suits. South Asian women in jewel-toned silks debated policy with women dressed in Middle Eastern-style robes. They infused palpable energy into the cavernous conference room. Women sat bareheaded or wearing headscarves, wearing short sleeves, long skirts or shorter skirts, pants or chadars, all Muslim and all determined to amass an inexorable movement for the empowerment of women. Though I'm back in the U.S. now, the stories of the other Muslim women at the conference continue to inspire me. In Egypt, a woman named Iman fights female genital mutilation. Armed with Islamic fatwas, she travels to rural areas and persuades villagers that this practice violates Islam. In the Philippines, Lisa persuades Muslim religious leaders that, on the basis of Islamic scriptures, their sermons can advocate women's rights. In Pakistan, Shahina practices law at the High Court and educates women about their frequently ignored marriage and divorce rights under Islam and Pakistani law. And in New York, Rubina's unshakable belief that domestic violence contravenes Islamic teachings drives her to spend her life assisting victims of domestic abuse in the United States. Where are the stories of Muslim women like these? We are not the media images of black-clad, veiled, faceless, oppressed, abused Muslim women. We are not exceptions, we Muslim women. We are a movement.